I'm Jake and this is Oz.
Hi.
Following the spectacular failure of the DCU, Warner Brothers is pinning all their hopes on the Mars Attacks cinematic universe. You're in the damn woods. Welcome to the Damn Woods Monday Media Podcast. It's your boys Jake and Oz.
What's up, ladies and germs?
Jesus.
Have you started smoking
like cigars off the floor?
But be careful, that's no ordinary gas cloud.
Jesus.
That's a real deep cut for
that's incredible.
Like five listeners right there.
I don't know. That's beyond me. Hey, how's your week, bud?
Well, you know, keeping after it, getting resurrected from the clone vats.
Nice.
As happens semi-frequently. Look, in this line of work, you got to anticipate that you're going to find yourself in a warm liquid goo bath.
Yeah.
Two times a month.
Yeah, if not more, really.
Last thing you remember is a bunch of armed people break in. Suddenly you're in the warm liquid goo bath. I mean, that's just... Yeah.
Just normal stuff.
Cost of doing business.
It's regular behaviors. Normal, legal businesses.
Extremely normal and legal.
Legal. I watched some real old movies this week for some reason. Not real old. When I was a kid. Like kid era movies, right? I rewatched Beetlejuice. Which is... I don't know why. I saw it like on like a TV, like a channel listing. And I was like, I haven't seen that in a while. I'll watch that.
Young Burton.
Movie stands. It holds up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hmm.
Everyone in it is good as hell. I was like, I mean, Michael Keaton's in it, obviously. So it's going to be like, all right. But you forget that Michael Keaton's
That was actually the secret. It was Michael Keaton and therefore a cinematic masterpiece.
Tim Burton didn't, like, he didn't figure that out. That's why like a lot of his movies flagged in quality after Batman and Beetlejuice.
Yeah, well, once he had that stroke of amnesia and forgot about the existence of any actor or actress that wasn't Johnny Depp or his wife.
Right, yeah, that's rough. Honestly, can you imagine like all of Tim Burton's movies except instead of Johnny Depp, it's Michael Keaton?
I can imagine that.
It's honestly a little scary.
That would be incredible. I would pay good money for that. Like,
that,
you know, we've got this crazy digital tech. It can remove Superman's mustache.
Yeah.
So why can't it just give us
Keaton?
Just Keaton. Keaton in every movie.
Just like, shove Keaton in there.
I've got a great idea for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just build a software script that whenever somebody gets accused of harassment,
replaces Michael Keaton.
Replace him with Keaton. Boom.
That's perfect.
Keaton's a good guy. I mean,
he's a great guy.
Him and Keanu Reeves, tomorrow, great the dudes. Day after recording, just like, oh, no, Keaton's actually on
Michael
the list.
Michael Keaton murdered a prostitute. It's going to happen. Because it's Michael Keaton. We know it's not going to be like sexual harassment. It's going to be like Michael Keaton has like a fucking store of heads.
I did at least hear that, yeah, like several women that Keanu Reeves dated came forward to say he is as nice as everyone thinks.
He is a nice boy.
Oh my god, that makes me so
dying.
Happy.
I was like, yeah, Keanu.
Treating people with respect, taking pay cuts to give staffs on his movies a bonus. Like,
he's
god,
yeah.
What
he's,
a fucking guy. What
I mean,
a great guy.
Like, he, like, what was it? Like, his sister was in like a coma or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically just like, he keeps so she can be independent and, you know, like live on her own, but has like care staff and everything. And I'm just like, you're like a good dude all around.
Yeah,
Keanu Reeves.
You know,
also terrifying, a terrifying man when you see him do like shooting drills. You're like, all right.
We need more of that type of actor. I mean, my mind goes right to Rick Moranis, who you'll recall, like by the mid-90s, he just wasn't in anything anymore.
Yeah, his wife died of cancer, which is real sad. So he was like
taking care
of
his kids and family and everything. Like,
yep.
Goddamn.
Rick Moranis,
what
a
great guy.
Yep.
Yeah. More of those.
Yeah,
anyway, so you watched Beetlejuice. It held up.
I'm just going to go ahead and theorize here. The dudes who are quietly decent are never going to run the risk of being like outwardly like, I'm super moral. Just saying.
That is a compelling point. Like the moment somebody starts mouthpiecing really hard, it's like, ooh, but yeah. Why are you doing that?
Yeah. Are you, is this a ploy? Yes.
How concerning.
It's a fucking ploy. But I mean, that's, you know, anyway, that's different. That's a different podcast.
Yeah, it's a different, we got a whole, like, pay $5 if you want to hear that podcast.
That podcast is, that's actually happening this week. Fucking, yeah, so Beetlejuice is, like, a legit good movie. It stands up very, very well. I was very surprised. Because, like, I had seen it in, like, my 20s. I had seen it as a kid, saw it in my 20s. And, like, I saw it, like, first time in a long time this year. And I was just like, this movie is funny and weird and good. Like, everything is good. Like, Winona Ryder's character is a little bit whiny, but she's a teenage girl, so it's, like, pretty much acceptable levels of teen girl whiny. And
sounds about right.
But everyone else plays their character perfectly. Like, her parents are, like, the perfect shitty 80s yuppies.
Love that.
And, yeah, I mean, like, they're not great people, but they're good at that character. Like, I forget the guy. The guy from Howard the Duck, who's the scientist, and he's in other stuff. I remember him from Howard the Duck almost exclusively for some reason.
This is, man, you're just racking it up. I don't even know.
Dude, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things where I'm just like, I remember people from, like, movies I really liked them in, and sometimes those aren't, like, their most well-known movies, i.e. this dude who was in Howard the Duck. But, like, yeah, Keaton's good. The fucking Baldwin's good. His wife, whoever plays his wife, is good. They're fan. They're just like, it's a fantastic. And, like, hell being a shitty bureaucracy, it's just like, this is great. This is great. This is great. That and the weird, like, Crypto Dune reference in the sandworms.
I mean, everybody loves that.
Yeah.
And if they don't, I don't know what they're doing. They've been talking up this new Dune movie.
Wait, just what?
Side note, have you heard about that?
No, oh.
Yeah, no, there's supposedly a new Dune. Well, okay, I won't say a reboot because it's not going to draw from Lynch's Dune at all, apparently. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, I love that movie, but it's not good.
No, Dune is not a good movie, but it is a fucking fantastic thing to watch.
So apparently it's not going to be like that at all.
I can't really see Dune without it being kind of like, because even the Sci-Fi Channel original movie version of Dune was kind of like that.
Yeah, it did take some visual cues from it. I still think it's a mistake to not make it TV, but.
Oh, like do like a TV series? Yeah, absolutely. It's a long story. Mm-hmm. Or it's several long fucking stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's fucking, like, so I didn't see it, but I heard enough about it that I was, like, not disappointed. But they're making, so you know how, like, It, the book, is, like, a fucking tome of, like, Stephen King horror, basically? It's a huge book.
Right,
yeah. Relatively. So they're making the It movies a trilogy. So I can only assume they're either going to fuck up Dune again, or probably they're going to make it a trilogy. Or a duology.
That would
or
actually,
something.
Like, I could see, like, two movies for the first book and then one for children,
yeah.
Maybe it off that way, but
yeah,
I don't know. Very rarely does Hollywood listen to us, though. No. They did recently, and we'll get to that.
Yeah,
in a little
actually.
While.
Yeah, it's fucking, yeah. I'm very excited about that. In fact, yeah, I watched that and I watched Willow. But, like, I mean, like, it's
you're like the Willow appreciator, dude, is your brand. Like, you're Willow, the one guy who's out there like, fucking yeah, Willow.
I'm saying if everyone would just go give Willow a shot right now, they'd be like, man, this is like The Hobbit, except good. What's up?
I only knew of Willow because I think my dad got a bunch of like folders meant for elementary school kids.
Hell
super
yeah.
Cheap. With, like, the Willow emblazoned on him and
yes.
A bunch of shots from the movie. And so I was like, what the hell is this? That's weird.
Oh,
I've never seen
God.
It. I've still never seen Willow.
You need to see Willow. It's so fucking good. It's so, I mean, they got a village full of midgets. It's fantastic.
Oh man.
And fucking what's his face? The main fucking Ewok.
Oh,
the leprechaun. Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis is in it.
Yeah, he's Willow. He's fucking.
Oh man,
dude, Warwick Davis, fantastic actor. One.
Yeah, what an absolute hero.
Fucking, who's it? Val Kilmer's in it. He's like Warwick Davis or Willow's human friend, Mad Mardigan. He's fantastic.
Michael Keaton's in there somehow.
Fucking, I wish.
The Keats back.
Keats again.
He's just like wearing his Batman costume.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was filmed right around that time, so that would be funny. But no, I mean, it has like it does have some very like late 80s, early 90s stop motion, and it gets a little bit fantastic. And you're just like, oh man, this is clearly a silver screen situation. But it's so good. It's so stupid. It's so goddamn good. I just like was watching. I was just like, man, this movie is like, cause like I watched The Hobbit again recently, the new trilogy.
Yeah. I haven't even touched that,
man. It is just not that good. It's just like, it is a lot that could be good. And then it's just like, I'm just subpar.
Well, I mean, I was deeply skeptical of that when they announced it, because it was like, yes. Well, okay. So
The Hobbit is a short book.
They turned Lord of the Rings into several hours, like 4 hours a piece for the extended editions, roughly. And that's good. Like, that's actually a good length to make them. Yeah. It's a bit of a marathon, but yeah, okay, fine, cool. And like, okay, now we're going to do The Hobbit in 3 books. It's like, that's a kid's book.
That's a kid's book. It's like it's a kid's novel, pages.
But it is a kid's book.
Yeah, it's short as fuck. Mm-hmm. And, like, the content is not super complex.
Yeah.
So they were like, let's mix in a bunch of Silmarillion stuff, because whatever, I don't know, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. People love the Silmarillion.
People know what that is.
People definitely know what that is and will react positively to it.
Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. I will say, like, there's, like, a few things that were good about the Hobbit trilogy, but, like, most of it was just, like, meh, meh.
Waka waka.
It's just like it was a very pandery situation. Anyway, Willow is like basically a Hobbit movie, except it's not pandery. It's like, this is deliberately fucking insane. Like,
okay,
the villain is trying to kill a child, like kill a baby. And you're just like, all right, what's going on here? The baby is prophesied, foretold, etc.
Everyone loves the prophecies.
Fucking prophecy, baby. Holy shit. What if Willow is actually Moses with like midgets? Because they put the baby, because they're trying to kill the baby, they put it in the river, and then a village of people who everyone hates finds him.
That's the best type of village to find somebody, I mean, like that.
Honestly, yeah. Jesus Christ. What a fucking ridiculous. That's awful. That is an awful joke. Yeah, no, now that I like thought of that, I'm just like, is Willow a Moses story? But it's not, because Val Kilmer's in it and he wasn't in the Bible.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, there's no Mad Mardigan character in Moses, like the story of Moses. There's no like random like cell sword guy who is a complete fuck up and loses a baby.
That would be
to a bunch of brownies.
If the Bible had that, I would probably read it.
I'd be a bigger fan of the Bible. If the Bible would include brownies.
I guess trads and so forth, pay attention.
Yeah.
Because
rebrand your Bible.
Guess what? You want me to read the Bible? I can do that. Yeah. I can make that happen for you.
I need you to incorporate a Val Kilmer-ish character to it.
Yeah. That's it. Give me Val Kilmer and make him
Val
lose
Kilmer's
the baby.
The Bible.
In the beginning of Exodus, or probably before that. I don't fucking know. I don't
know.
It
doesn't matter. I don't know. I don't know about books.
Do I look like a Christian to you?
Do I look like I read books? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, you expect me to have a deity and be literate?
Amateurs.
Lunacy.
But yeah, no, it's a fucking, it's like, it's an 80s fantasy movie. So like, just go in with that expectation and you'll be very happy.
I mean, I'm for it.
It's so
like me some
good
80s fantasy movies.
Warwick Davis and Val Kilmer and probably some other actors who I just don't care about because Val Kilmer and Warwick Davis are in it. And just like, this is fantastic.
I'm for it.
Yeah. Anyway, they're very exciting films. You should all go watch them right now.
Stop this recording right now.
Yeah, we're done. You're going to watch Willow. Watch that. Willow's the rest of the week. Got to learn every detail. All right, so what about you? What have you been watching?
Well, I caught the latest Thor movie.
Oh, the Jeff Goldblum biopic?
Ragnarok. So I'm not gonna spoiler this real hard. It's super fucking good.
Okay.
Absolutely go see it in theaters. It's a big screen movie. It is a ton of fucking fun. It is the most fun I've had at a Marvel movie in a while.
Nice.
Like, wide margin. Really well executed.
It's rare. That, like, they've been fucking it up real hard lately, so.
So, side note, I mean, related to this. The, I'm so pleased by this. The Grandmaster, Jeff Goldblum's character.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a tiny bit of a spoiler. Not really. It doesn't actually address anything that happens in the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's his only name.
Of course it is.
Is the Grandmaster.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so there is no reason for me to believe that he's any other character. I think that in the Marvel Universe, Jeff Goldblum got swept up, deposited on this planet, and is the Grandmaster. Like, it's not that he's played by Jeff Goldblum. It's that actually it's Jeff Goldblum in the Marvel Universe.
The Marvel writers have written Jeff Goldblum, the person, into the story.
Effectively, yes.
Because, I assume he just acts like Jeff Goldblum would on an alien planet.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's incredible. Like, just his character in specific, but also, oh, man. That movie, definitely see it. It balances sick. The comedy and the action and the drama very, very well. It's super fun. There's a lot of laugh out loud moments. There's a lot of really good scenes with Thor, with the Hulk.
Yeah.
Check it out. Check that shit out. I want to reinforce, like, hey, we got this weird New Zealand indie director to direct this. Turns out, do that more.
Right.
Like, stop handing it to big guys. I think, honestly, if DC has any problem, it's the fact that Zack Snyder apparently has an ironclad contract.
Yeah, Zack Snyder directs every DC film from forever, from now on.
That is the rule. It is unallowed. Like, nobody else.
It's going to be Zack Snyder's DC Comics shortly.
Oh, my God.
DC.
But, yeah, no, it's, God, that movie is a kick. I kind of want to go see it again. And
like, wow.
I don't know. Like, I have lucked out this year for movies because the new Blade Runner was super good.
Nice.
Baby Driver. I've been kicking your ass about that. We should maybe do that in the not too distant future. What'd you think?
I did not like it.
What?
I was very bored. Okay. I was bored by the entire thing.
All right.
Well. It was not a bad film. It was just like, this is a, I saw where it was going from pretty much like, as soon as the first time you saw Kevin Spacey, I was like, oh, I know where this movie is headed.
Ah, okay.
Which is what, I mean, like I said, it's not poorly done. It's just not a thing I was like super excited about the entire time. Because like, here's the deal. I turn my brain off for films a lot. Like I try to let them like come in naturally. And so if my brain is like naturally like taken out and I just figure a movie out without trying, I'm like, damn it.
Okay.
But yeah, like I said, it's not a bad movie. It's just anyway, we'll talk about it on a later episode. It's like it's worth talking about.
Kind of get into the grit of it.
Yeah. Like there's plenty of likable stuff in it. I just anyway. So fucking big news. Big great news, actually.
Fair amount of it.
We've got actually a pretty sizable amount. So the Dark Universe has been abandoned.
We did it!
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, everyone.
Woo! We fixed that's Hollywood. Right.
We fixed them.
Your boys, the damn woods,
they heard
saved
what we said,
you
they,
that fucking trouble.
They heard what we were saying. They heard us making fun of them. Someone sent them our Mummy review, which was scathing.
Brutal, and they gave up.
They're just like, oh no, we can't anymore.
Tom Cruise sequestered himself. He now lives in Nepal.
Yeah.
Based on what we said.
Bought a temple there. So they could house Tom Cruise. Yeah, so I'm pretty jazzed. That's kind of awesome. That's like awesome.
I am thrilled. I'm so fucking happy.
Like, here's the deal. From what I've seen, the video game based on The Mummy is actually better than The Mummy movie.
You know, I kind of want to check that out.
So do I, a little bit. Because it's a Metroidvania game, but I watched a few people play it on stream, and I was like, this looks fun.
Shit. Looks well executed.
Yeah, like, it looks like a good Metroid game. But yeah, so that's dead. It's dead in the water. Fucking fantastic. It was a bad idea. It was a terrible fucking idea.
Yeah, it was such a bad idea, poorly executed.
Yep. They're just like, what if we had an idea that was awful, and also we fucked it up?
We'll just triple down on this.
Groundbreaking. Let's announce the universe now.
I think that conversation went more like, what if we did this thing nobody's going to like?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yep.
Yeah, let's do it.
There it is. That's the one. Cocaine, the secret associate director or associate producer of every shitty movie you've ever seen.
A lot of that. A lot of that.
Two layers to the funny for this one. DCU, we kind of talked about briefly that they're going ahead with, they're releasing Justice League, but they have abandoned their hopes for a cinematic universe, which is awesome.
Thank God.
Because they can only fuck movies up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we saw Suicide Squad. We saw Batman vs. Superman. Nothing great there. Just sadness.
Neither of those were any good. Wonder Woman was solid.
Wonder Woman was okay.
But unfortunately, again, Zack Snyder has an iron grip on the balls of Warner Brothers, and therefore, well, sure hope you like this exact style of movie.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting anything else.
So Wonder Woman did the thing that Captain America's first movie did for me a little bit. Was it introduced like side characters who I wanted to see more of a story for?
Yeah, honestly, it was very comparable to Captain America, and that is insanely positive to say about a DC movie.
Right. It is kind of like actually surprising to think of, because you're like, Captain America's a good movie. Like the first Avenger, pretty good movie.
Yeah.
It's not perfect.
No.
But like all Cap's like dudes, his friends. And Bucky, etc. They're great. Those characters are fucking
fun side characters. It tells an entertaining period piece. We had a whole episode about that. I mean, go check that out.
Yeah, go look at those things.
But yeah, the DC universe is dying.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with it.
Rotten Tomatoes withheld the Justice League scores until the day before release.
That is always a roaring endorsement.
That's the one. That's where this like kind of like comes to a head. Because like I've seen people like, I'm excited about Justice League, and I'm like, I do not. Have you been watching the same trailers I have?
Yeah, because like we were kind of tentatively like, yeah, this could be good. And then as we watched more and more,
does not hunt.
Turns out the dog don't hunt.
Dog don't hunt. Yeah, no. So this is fucking, it's not, yeah, I don't know, man. It's not going to be good. They released a new trailer this week, I think this week or last week. And I was just like, man, this, nope. Just do nothing. Nope. Nothing here makes me care.
Just don't even bother.
Like,
not worth it.
They even have one of the better characters from Stargate or better actors from Stargate Atlantis, which is, you know, come on. How are you fucking
If you're not able to do something with, what, Jason Momoa?
I don't know. Fuck it. Large, big, McLarge, huge. I don't know what his fucking name is.
I believe that's his name. I mean, he does look like a Jason in that he is fucking colossal.
Yes.
And that is pretty consistent, actually, among Jasons I've known.
I'm trying to think of a Jason who I knew was small, and I knew a Jason who was a trombone player. He was like 5'2".
Well, that means he has big lungs. So
he does have lungs.
Well, he's a trombone player. So therefore... Yeah.
Man, what a fucking mess. What a mess. Yeah, this movie looks terrible, though. So,
yeah, it's looking very bad. Like, embarrassingly bad.
Yeah.
You know, especially after you've been hyping it up. Like, hey, check it out. We got our own Avengers now. No, you fucking don't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God, you don't.
Yeah. Especially after you quietly quit. You're like, we're not doing that anymore. We got to release now this have movie, though.
Already fucked up.
Yep.
Badly.
Yep. It's like a successive fuck ups, and you're just like, all right, why are you like this?
Good work, idiot.
In good news, though.
In good news.
Deadpool 2 has a new trailer, and it's funny.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's Deadpool.
It's self-aware.
It's the one thing Fox figured out how to do.
Yeah, Fox is not, like, here's the deal. They can still fuck this up.
Oh, it's extremely possible.
Like, it's Fox. We haven't seen the movie yet. So, like, Deadpool 1 was fun. It was a very enjoyable film.
Not worth counting on. Get a review.
Review first.
I'm just gonna, like, this is the 2017 like mantra at this point. Get a review.
Yeah.
Just wait. Just wait for a review.
Before you see anything.
And that, well, or play anything, or maybe elect anybody to office, any of that. just wait for somebody to say, okay, yeah, no, this is pretty solid. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Then go in on it.
Then
pay your
then
money,
waste your
whatever
money.
You're going to do. Yeah. But yeah, don't just thunder on it. This is going to be rad.
It's oh chances no. are it's
oh,
probably
no.
not. Oh no!
Oh no! Cody, what have you?
Cody, what
have
you done? Cody,
you going down for this, Cody?
Man, I need to rewatch Frisky Dingo right now.
Yeah, me too. I actually re-downloaded good copies of it. So
hell yeah. I think I own the DVDs of that. No big deal.
Oh, look at this disc owner.
VD. So we found friend of the show, former good boy Cooter Thug, linked me a rapper, and he is like at this point.
Dead.
This rapper is no, not that one. That'd be funny.
Oh, okay, the other one. I'm sorry.
I would laugh. Honestly, if by the time this episode comes out, Lil Pump has been shot by someone, I'll be happy. It'll be great. Lil Pump is effectively like a shitty Riff Raff clone.
It's like, hey, you know, a record exec is like, you know, I hear the kids are into Riff Raff, but what if he's too highbrow?
Oh, yeah. Lil Pump. Yeah, bitch, I flare red raw. Yeah, bitch, I flare red raw. Yeah, yeah, I came in with a saw. Ooh, yeah, I came in with a saw. Ooh, bitch, I flare red raw. Yeah, bitch, I flare red raw. Yeah, walk in the trap like a boss. Ooh, walk in the trap like a boss. Walk in the trap like a boss.
What if Riff Raff is too complex for the listeners?
We should maybe bring it down a notch.
What if...
Hence Lil Pump.
What if we found a teenager who was addicted to Xanax and gave him dreadlocks?
Oh, my God. Yep, there you go. Congratulations. Holy
Pump,
shit.
Everybody. He's terrible, but not unlike Riff Raff, has incredibly catchy, stupid songs, so he's going to be successful.
It's all the production. Look.
It is.
All I'm saying is, ladies and gentlemen...
Yeah.
Kickstart the damn woods.
Find us a producer.
Get us a producer. Get me a new wardrobe.
I'll pop pills on camera.
Yeah, and then we will become the new hot rap act. You only have to write like two bars
at this
and then
point.
A hook.
Holy, you don't even need a hook. If like I was just like Christ on sale.
Yeah.
No. So someone sent me a video.
I'm in the woods in Alaska.
Done.
There you go. Boom.
Hook.
Just repeat that several
written
times.
Again.
Boom. Got it. Got it.
Over and over. We got him. Boom. Nailed it.
or I guess back us at that tier because we do have that still on there.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Terrible idea. It's an awful idea. Why do we have that
this
idea?
This song you linked, Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. It's extremely bad.
It's
but
really
it will be
bad.
Stuck in your head for a week.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I was just very excited to find a new terrible rapper that was, like, clearly, like, a corporate entity was like, I found it.
I found it.
Yes.
This is the perfect raw material.
We will mold you. The perfectly marketable creature. Overdose on fucking Xanax.
It's like, oh my God, I'm going to take this even a step further. Like,
yeah.
In attempting to create a new riffraff, they have created what I would describe to be the market acceptable form of Stitches.
Holy shit, yeah.
Because Stitches has about the same rap talent, but you know he self-financed his album by selling cocaine.
Thank God.
Stitches, and Lil Pump does not have those credentials.
No, Stitches is what I would call an entrepreneur.
Well, he also has a few bars, which Lil Pump does not have.
You're being very generous with Stitches right now.
I mean, no, he has more than two rhymes, is what I mean.
Okay, yes. By any standards, Stitches has written more than like three couplets for a song. Yeah. Stitches is doing great.
Oh God.
I will say this, like this fucking the song where he just beat jacked that Adele song. I was just like, all right, that's a bold move. Fucking Stitches at it again.
Stitches just running afoul of the law. Don't even care.
No, he's in jail right now. Actually, I figured that out. Because, like, I looked at, like, the day he stopped tweeting.
And then
I was like, Google Stitches around that date. And I was like, oh, yeah, he's in jail.
Yep. Turns out
Stitches caught smoking weed in his car in, like, a Publix parking lot or something. He's a fucking champion.
Oh my God. Free Stitches.
Free Stitches right now, immediately.
I'll even endorse him for president. Stitches for president.
Fuck. Or at least the governor of Florida.
2020.
Yeah.
Governor of Florida.
Governor of Alaska. Governor of Washington. Stitches. All like, three.
Whatever. Yeah, no. Stitches is all of them.
Yeah.
I'm for it.
If those of you who are not familiar with Stitches, just feel free just to look up Brick in Your Face and enjoy
your life.
There you
go. That's really all you need.
Yeah.
Is Brick in Your Face.
If you get into like Stitches' deeper library, you're not going to notice a whole lot of difference.
The Stitches' library, so to speak.
He's got like five mixtapes and they're all pretty equally shitty.
Oh, God.
But they all have like basically the same theme. Because he has like, he's tried to write like, you know how like some rappers have like the contrition song where they're like sad about their mistakes?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like 22 and wrote one of those. And I'm like, I think you've got like 10 years of dumb fucking mistakes that are going to happen. And then like he got locked up and I was like, you got to write a second contrition song, I guess, idiot.
Did the content of his contrition song suggest he had changed any of his ways?
So it suggests he wanted to be a better dude and a better like influence and role model for his children because he has children.
Okay, yeah, wow, at 20, damn.
Oh, and you know they are not like those kids were not like new. They're not like a new child.
I have
an AK-47 tattooed on my face. I'm a rapper now. What a real hero. Stitches, what a champion.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, no, Lil Pump is like the marketable Stitches.
Yeah.
Like the
it here first, man, ladies and gents.
I honestly, if Lil Pump gets arrested for like something like a lower degree of dumb than smoking weed in a parking lot.
It'll be like indecent exposure. Like,
holy shit, that'd be funny.
Calling that right now.
Lil Pump, Indecent Exposure 2018.
Boom. Lock it. Lock that right now.
That's it.
Your boys, the damn woods.
If we're right about that, I'm going to be very upset. Because we've made a lot of other predictions that haven't yet come true, but are also horrible. There's some good music to talk about. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Got
Bones
some of that.
Has a
good
new
ass
EP
music for you.
Bones is a new EP. Network Unknown.
Bones.
Of course, Bones.
Boy, motherfucker. fuck today, bitch, I'm waiting on tomorrow. Being a team weapon, where you gotta get off. Lost in the woods, keep a weapon in the car. Hold it left near the railroad, the forest is more. Addiction off the rip, feeling like I'm dating far. Motherfuck today, bitch, I'm waiting on tomorrow. Setting off a long firestorm with a warning. Tell me, tone it down, I'll never hear. Bitch, I'm in the moment, reaper forever sits and right by me. Waiting until it's perfect timing. I'm in bold, 360 surveillance, savage. She'll never get to me. He know what the consequences when you step into me. What's it do? How you feel?
Like, Bones. It had been a month since there was a new Bones release, and those singles came out, and then it was just like, and it was just like, boom.
And there's, dude is prolific.
Extraordinarily prolific. Yeah. Bones fucking everywhere. And I think him and Xavier will have a dual LP coming out again, which makes me super happy.
Oh my God, the last one was really good.
It's fantastic. That is like, that is just a great fucking album. It's super weird, but it's like, all right. It's what introduced me to both Bones and Xavier Wolf. So it's just like, all right, I'm fine with this.
I mean, this one was also
extremely
weird.
Fucking and extremely weird and great. Good. And like, Bones keeps managing to like stay in his own style and also still be exploratory.
Yeah.
Which is like, all right, Bones, you're a little weird. That's great, though.
Good work, buddy.
Keep it up. It's a good job. It's free, also. Free on the internet.
It is highly free.
Like, once again, Team Sesh releases all their stuff for free. So you can just go download it.
Yeah, I'm going to be bumping this.
Yep. I was very happy with it. It's new Bones, so I'm going to be excited about it. So one of our dudes, one of our backers, Pax, hooked it up with Sheerabon's Reject. This is also fantastic.
Did you want some chiptunes? Because you're getting it.
Yeah, I was real surprised at how, because given the last thing he recommended, I talked about last week, was like it, like a terrifying industrial album. I was like, oh, cool, more weird industrial. No, it's fucking just wild ass chiptunes that weren't annoying, that were great. I was like, this is a fun and good album.
Sheerabon's been around for a while, and
I've never heard him before.
There were a lot of chiptunes acts that got in and were basically just really, really gimmicky. Like,
yes.
You know, it's like, oh, it was like video game music. And that was kind of their entire motivation. They didn't have, honestly, it's not uncomparable to synthwave.
Right.
Where there were a lot of acts that were just like, oh, I'll just make it sound like an 80s thing. And had no real artistry behind it.
Yeah, certainly.
And Sheerabon is one of those that definitely had artistry. Like, definitely has thought into it, really is trying to make something that's good and that holds up.
Yeah, he's making music, not like he's making like music, not like shitty, like maybe I'll sell 5 copies of this you know, tag on the internet kind of music. You know what I'm saying? And like, I had no fault to people who want to like mass produce and make shitty stuff, and because you know people will buy it, and that's fine. Don't care. Some people like it. That's great. This is legitimately like good album, very enjoyable.
Yes, called
Reject. And it is like it's a B-sides EP, but it's fucking good. Like it's
actually very good.
Like, you're just like, all right, these are your fucking B-sides, fella. Calm down. Dial it back. Jesus. But yeah, no, check it out. We'll link it. It is not free. It's like $5 or $10. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. I enjoyed it a bunch. And like, I don't even like chiptunes that much.
Yeah, no, really, really solid album.
Actually, like, all these albums are pretty much just weirdly fantastic.
That was kind of the feel that I got, considering how different they are.
Yeah, these all went in very different directions each. I was very happy with all of them. Jerry Gallery's Ulterior Motifs, great fucking title, by the way.
Woo!
Tell me what's gonna make you smile. Tell me how can you start. you're calling, isn't that a shame? Don't you know there's no need to wait? What you see when you're in a daze, dreaming on of some other place, waking up, what is there to say? You just got to find your way. Ain't nobody's gonna regret it. It doesn't matter. Just
this is like this dude was like, what if I just made an 80s album? And that's
honestly,
it.
It's like 80s, and it verges a little bit into like almost like 90s ballads, cribbing R&B, really
yeah, a little
hard.
Bit, a little bit, yeah,
just
in some
a
places.
Bit, but yeah, fucking great, really great.
Yep, this is a. I was legitimately surprised because I was like, I saw this and I was like, oh, good, a vaporwave artist, and then it was like, oh shit, this is real music. Oh fuck,
yeah. Oops, I made a mistake.
Whoopsie doodle. Judgment retracted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, this is fucking fun. Like, this is like, if you like R&B from the 90s, or like R&B from the 80s, or like funk from the 80s, or just like electronic stuff from the 80s, this is going to hit all those different things at once, and it's great.
All those delightful notes.
Yeah, you're just like, boom, here's this. Great, moving on. I enjoy it. It's just real fucking good. They've got Ultra Boss on there. It's a synthwave artist. Got one or two songs with guest vocalists, but for what I can tell, it's mostly just this dude. And he's got a pretty decent set of pipes.
Yeah. I was really, like, at first, instrumental started, I was, like, real skeptical.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I was like, this, we've heard enough like synthwave and vapor at this point that it's like, all right, pal.
Tone it down.
Then it was just like, here you go, have fun. And it was just like, oh fuck, this is tight. Yeah, no, this is real, real good. Like,
very worth checking it out.
Fucking,
like,
yeah.
If you started out and you're like, I don't know, just give it a minute.
Give it a fucking chance. You will not regret it. Almost guaranteed. Yeah. Also that fucking album title. I was like, man, I'm mad that I like that.
It is a clever pun.
Yeah.
And I hate to admit that. I hate puns.
Yeah. either way, this is good. It's like $5 on Bandcamp. Go give this man your money.
Give him some dollars.
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. Like, if you want more art that is good to be made, support those artists.
That's how it works. That's the system.
That is science. So the last album, one of my friends, a Canadian friend, I forget which one, recommended this. And I was like, all right, you're Canadian. I don't know what to think about. And then I listened to it and I was like, this is fantastic.
So Canadians are secretly very spooky.
Yeah. So this is Kalita, one of the two. Tear the Roots.
I run to raise a warning sign in the early hours. I know you don't mind that you lost your power. So run across the water. Run across to find all your faith. Tear it all from under till you've lost your mind. But tell me that you set yourself free. Set yourself free. Free of the mire and foe.
Say description is,
and what would you describe this as? I guess
I don't know. It verges on like it. I'm trying to think who it reminded me of. It reminded me of London Grammar. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so it's an Anglo-German-based electronic duo. So somewhere between like the dark, like dark universe pop, you know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, this is poppy.
Yeah, it's like it's in very, minor key for some reason.
It's very, very spooky and depressing, and it's great. Synth pop, but like spooky. I don't know, man. I don't have a good word for that right now. But it's really fucking good.
It's holy super good.
Yeah. I was pretty much on board the whole way through. Then the 99 Left Balloons cover came on, and I was like, well, fuck. This is great. So it's two people. London duo. Anglo-German. And the 99 Left Balloons is the German version of the song.
Yeah. Also, one of the greatest covers of that song I've ever heard.
Like, I've heard a lot of covers of that song, and some have been okay.
It's a very coverable song. It's an iconic song.
It's about great nuclear song, war,
by the way.
Oh yeah, yep. It is. So I remember growing. When that was in vogue on the radio, basically, I was in Germany as a child, and it was like.
So I guess that got a lot of airplay
constantly. But I knew this. I knew the song. I knew I recognized the German version of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So when I heard in English, I was like, what's going on here? What's this sounds like that other song, like a lot like that. I was like five also. So,
yeah,
but it was a very weird experience. Like, I was just like, huh, this is a very familiar sound, but the language is totally fucking different. This is good. This is like, so aside, 99 Left Balloons aside, this is like back to front, just like eerie pop. And it's just so fucking good.
It's fantastic. Very worth a listen.
It changes like pretty routine. Like there's like a few songs that are a little bit danceable even on here, I'd say, mm-hmm. But most of them are just like kind of quality, chill, strange and gloomy pop, which is like, man, it's weird when pop is good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, synth pop, but you know, either way, any variety of pop being good is just kind of like a mystery. But yeah, this is just fucking, this is great. Go listen to this, man. We're going to link it. It's real good. It is £9, which is, I assume, like $1,000.
$20 million.
$100 million. I don't know how your money works over there, England. But yeah, no. So we'll link this. It's worth a listen. Obviously, if you like it, give them money. Fuck,
do the thing.
I was just so surprised at how, like, because it's a weird album. It's weird. Like, it is by far the weirdest. I didn't expect, because I heard, like, one song, and I was like, I'll check the album out. Fuck it. And I did not expect anything like it. I was just like, oh, fuck. All right. Guess we're doing that. Guess we're doing this the whole time. Great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, same with most of these albums. I was very legitimately surprised with all of these. I was like, with the exception of Bones, who we all kind of know. We know what Bones is output, and it's called quality.
Yes.
Anyway.
With a name like Bones, you know it's good.
That's right. So either way, we'll link that. It's really good. It's very fun. Very spooky. All these albums are just like real great in their own regard.
Mm-hmm.
And you should listen to them. You should, give them a chance. You might enjoy them. If you enjoy them, give them some money. Or not, whatever. I'm not your fucking dad.
True.
Anyway. That's all we had for the media podcast.
That's it.
Check us out Wednesday for the gaming podcast. Friday, we're moving the backer cast to Fridays. So if you are interested in backing us, patreon.com/thedamnwoods, $5 American gets you access to a pretty, I'd say like a very, like an hour and 10 minute, like 45 minutes to like an hour and 10, like
mm-hmm.
Yell festival where we talk about politics and the news and shit. It's always awful, but let us do it for you. Let us be mad about politics for you, because we're going to do it anyway.
On that burden.
We're good at it. We're practiced.
We are experts.
Yeah. I mean, scientifically speaking, I have a doctorate in this from an island nation that is very legitimate and real.
Extremely real. Definitely not printed out on the laser printer.
Mm-mm. Nope. I mean, it's in a frame, so that's real. Mm-hmm. Done. Boom, nailed it. What are you going to do? Can't contest that.
That's how it works. That's science, bitch.
Are you
going
to fly to Macronesia? I don't think so.
Just try to get a ticket. Do not plug it into Google Maps, though.
No, no, no. Anyway, thank you for listening. If you want to buy a shirt, teespring.com/store/C-Dam-Woods. We have hoodies. We have shirts. We have stickers. Put our logo on your body or don't. Whatever. No pressure. No pressure sales pitch. No pressure. Do what you want. This is America, etc. Or Canada or Europe, wherever you're listening to this. This is wherever you are.
This is that place.
Yeah. You're there right now.
I thought this was Romania.
I thought this was Bulgaria. I thought this was... I'm trying to think of what European nations we have. We have Bulgaria. We have Sweden. We have Britain. I think we have some in France. Go team, by the way. No big deal. We've got fucking... spread basically, like, I think as soon as we can just spread over the EU for listenership, that'll be the key. Or maybe not. I don't know if they buy shirts in the EU. People wear shirts over there? I don't know.
I don't know. I've seen no proof.
I have no idea. I don't think people have, like, I don't think people have any clothes. Like, I mean, we know, like, the Eastern Bloc, they have the standard, like,
track suit uniform.
Yeah, that's fair. That's reasonable. But everywhere else in Europe, it's up in the air. We don't know what your stereotypical clothing outfit is there. So we can't make fun of
you. We'll have to do some research. We'll come back.
We'll come back to this once we have a lot of knowledge on the subject, or just until I think of a better joke.
Give it time.
Anyway, thank you for listening, backers. Thank you for backing. If you have any recommendations, hit us up. Goodbye. I love you.